Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. I am so glad you're here, whether you are listening live or you're catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, so whenever you're tuning in, no matter how you found us, I like to think you're here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour makes you laugh, makes you think, and helps you move forward. Now, so many of us share our lives with companion animals. If you've been listening to this show for a while, you've probably heard me mention the adorable, excitable, ultra-barky Pepper, who sometimes takes part in these broadcasts unannounced, like if the UPS guy comes to the door or, you know, a squirrel appears on the lawn, there's always barking. To me, our pets are a reminder of the unconditional, the compassionate love that we receive from the divine. But a lot of times we struggle to understand our pets. We want to communicate with them. We want to know more. We want to find out what they're thinking, what's going on. But there's kind of a language barrier there. Now, my guest on today's show is animal communicator and psychic medium Kate Sitka. If you would like to get her psychic insight about your pet or any other animal, whether they're here or on the other side, now is the time to call in. Kate is going to be doing pet readings on today's show, and we would love to take your call and hear about your pet. The number to call is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And if you're listening live at transformationtalkradio.com, you can just type your question for Kate into the instant feedback box that you'll find on the upper right corner of the page. Now, Kate is looking forward to taking your calls, and I'll introduce you to her in just a minute. But first, if you are in the Chicagoland area, or if you can get to Chicago, will you join me at the Lightworkers Conference September 21st through 23rd? That's 2 weeks away. I am the opening night speaker at this conference, and the whole weekend is full of great music, fabulous teaching, and a ton of fun. You can get more information at lightworkersconference.com. I'm speaking opening night. I'm going to be available for in-person intuitive sessions that weekend. So if you've been wondering what I look like off the radio, now's your chance. I'm going to have to buy some grown-up clothes, aren't I? This is going to be a lot of fun. And you can zip over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything. Registrations open now for the next session of the online psychic development intensive. That's October. What else can you do? You can grab a free audio there. You can find out what guests are coming on the show. Tons more stuff. If you are looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive advice and you'd like to connect with me privately, fogcitypsychic.com is the place to get more about that too. And now, Kate Sitka is an animal communicator, a psychic medium, and a spiritual healer. She was born talking to animals, and she honed her telepathic communication skills in this field. Now, more recently, this work has branched out into mediumship work for people who are communicating with family, friends, guides, and teachers on the other side. Inspired to lift the vibration of others, she leads intuitive development classes and offers workshops and healings to those in her local community and to the world. You can find out more about Kate and her work at tofinopsychic.wordpress.com. Kate, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hey, Karen.
Thank you so much for being here today. I'm already having fun. We haven't even done anything yet. So maybe I should just like dial a notch. So I'm not having... Hello, Kate. Welcome to the show. Is that better?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me back.
You're very welcome. How did you become aware of your special gift for communicating with animals?
Well, I think it's one of those things that I didn't realize that I was doing it, or I didn't realize what it was until I saw somebody else do it. And then looking back on my childhood, on when I would, you know, sit in the backyard in winter and get frostbite and, you know, talk to the birds that came to our bird feeder, or the, you know, hours that I would spend in walking in the bush with my dog, or riding horses in the bush. I didn't realize at the time that what I was doing, the information that I was getting, that was the beginning of really of animal communication, of the skill. And I believe I was in my teenage years when my mother and I were watching a talk show, and Sonia Fitzpatrick, who's an animal communicator out of England, was on this show, and she was communicating for this schnauzer that was on TV, and my mother and I were so thrilled because we had a schnauzer, and we just knew that this is exactly the kind of thing that our dog would say. So that was when I really understood that this is something that's real, that you can, the energy exchange that happens here, you can translate it into words. It's a real and consistent form of communication. And then ever since then, I was reading books and training myself and developing the skills. And it's just blossomed from there.
Now, Colleen in Missouri has a question for you about her dog. And I'm wondering, before I throw this question at you, Kate, how do you receive information? How does this work? Is it like pictures, or are you hearing a little cartoon dog voice, or how does this work?
Well, I mean, it's often different for every animal. Sometimes animals are really visual, and I will get, you know, maybe a silent movie, or I'll get flashes of the visual picture. What I need in order to tune into an animal, if I'm not, if I can look at a photo, or I can hear the animal's name. I've actually never done a reading off of a chat, so we'll see how this works. So I'll need that person's full name, or just give me her real name, whatever she's comfortable with, and then the name of the animal, and we'll see if I can get that, because usually I'm working off of the energy of a person's voice over the phone, and I know that you do similar work. So the energy of that person saying their pet's name, that will also help me tune in.
All right, well, let's see what happens when I say the pet's name. This is from a question coming in on our instant feedback. That's at transformationtalkradio.com. And Colleen in Missouri says, "Hi, Kate. Is my dog, Michael, going to be up for another move?"
You know, if she can reply in with a description of Michael so that I know I've got the right dog.
Great. And while she's doing that, do dogs have opinions about things like their names and where they live and whether or not you're going to move again? And does it work like that?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. They have surprising opinions sometimes. Animals really like to know. They like to be in the loop. If you're planning a move, they know something's going on anyway. So it's really good to, if you don't have an animal communicator available, you can talk to them directly, and the key is to picture very clearly in your mind what is going to happen. So say in 3 days we're going to move, and you picture 3 days and three nights, the sun going up and the sun going down. And you say, we're going to pack up our stuff and we're going to move. And you picture really clearly in your mind living in this new space and how happy you're going to be in that new space. And so this clues the animal in as to what is going on, what all of this change means. It can assuage a lot of anxieties that animals have about moving. But it's funny. Animals will have opinions about, you know, people that you're dating, about vehicles that you might own. I had a dog once say that she didn't like the new car, didn't like the way that it smelled. Yeah, it's funny the things that come up. I have one friend of mine. She has a little Bichon Frise, and every time we ask her questions, she likes to ask her dog what her opinion is of the current boyfriend. And this Bichon always manages to turn the conversation around to her and the things that she wants from the store. And it happens every time. It's so funny.
Well, Colleen in Missouri, her dog Michael is a Lasso Apso mix, and the dog is tan.
Okay. So when I'm getting Michael, I'm just going to talk, and she can let me know if I'm getting the right dog. I'm getting kind of a shorter upper nose with a bit of an underbite and a bit of a snuffly like a bit of a snuffly breathing. Some of the lasses have that. So, Michael, are you up for a move? Where are we going? He wants to know. So, I would suggest that you really picture in your mind where you're going and just explain to him what's happening, that he's coming with you, and that you love him and how happy you're going to be in this new place.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And dogs are, I think, at least I've had dogs who I think knew what was going to happen before it happened. I had a dog who always knew when my partner was about to come home from work, no matter what time it was. It was like she could hear the car coming 5 minutes before the car even came and pulled into the place.
Well, it's really interesting. Like, they tune into us. They know what we're doing. They'll often check in with us as we're at work or, depending on what they're doing, they might check in and see what's mom up to right now. And they because they're connected to you, they know when you're feeling that I'm going to be home soon. I'm coming home.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Colleen is replying. She says he has been snoring, talking about Michael and his snuffliness. Oh. House with a yard. And she says, yes, that she'll tell him that, all about, how they're moving and all of that. So thank you very much, Colleen. And if you would like to connect on the air with animal communicator and psychic medium Kate Sitka, you can call in at 800-930-2819. That is 800-930-2819. We're about to go to break, but I'm wondering if you can just quickly let me know what's the best way we can communicate with our pet if we want to try to talk to them ourselves? Is it clear pictures, or how do we do that?
Well, the very first thing you need to do is figure out where you are in your own body. So it's good to make sure that you've eaten healthy meals. It's great to spend a few minutes meditating just to set aside any worries. You've got to clear a space in your mind and in your body for animals to send you that energy so that you're going to recognize it when you're getting something from outside yourself. Then one really great game to start learning with, is ask your animal, picture your animal's food bowl in your mind and say, what would you like to eat? Picture it empty. Picture it from your animal's point of view, and then picture yourself, hungry, and what do you want to eat? And then allow the animal to see if your pet is going to put something in that bowl and what they would like to eat. And if you get something, feed them that thing as soon as possible, and that way they know that you got it. And it's an amazing way to build your relationship with your pet. Another great game to play is, especially with dogs, is just before you say anything, before you do anything, just think, I'm going to go for a walk. Don't say anything. You're sitting on the couch, you're watching TV, you're not doing anything but thinking, I'm going to go for a walk. And if your dog particularly is paying attention, they're going to turn around and look at you. So these are great ways to start building that connection with your pet.
Now you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is animal communicator Kate Sitka, and we're going to go for a walk, but we'll be right back.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing. I write the songs of love and special things. I write the songs that make the young girls cry.
Connect with your your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Just imagine if chatting with a chicken chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest on today's show is animal communicator and psychic medium, Kate Sitka. And if you'd like to find out more about Kate and her work, if you'd like to connect with her for a private session, you can find her at tofinopsychic.wordpress.com. That's tofinopsychic.wordpress.com. Kate, what is Tofino?
Oh, Tofino is a beautiful little town on the, it must be the most western edge of Canada. We're on Vancouver Island, so we're on the west side of Vancouver Island, and it's a really magical place. We've got snow-capped mountains surrounding us. We've got a beautiful lagoon-like harbor, all kinds of these little secret magical places. We have trees that are 1,000, some of them 1,500 years old. We have gray whales that come swimming by our homes, you know, every year, and orcas, humpback whales, just all kinds of wildlife, eagles and sea lions. It's a place, it's a part of the world that's just bursting with life. It's an incredible place to live.
Wow.
And an incredible place to visit.
As an animal communicator, is it overwhelming to be in a place with that much wildlife as opposed to me, you know, here in the suburbs with my dog? Is there a different energetic quality to that for you?
Yes, there's a hugely different energetic quality. I lived in Toronto for 10 years in Ontario before we moved out here. And I found myself to be really overwhelmed and really tired a lot of the time when I was in that, when I was in a city with the population that dense. It's incredibly soothing for me to be in a place where there are far more trees than people. You know, there's something, it's so dense with life. It's all natural life.
Do you think that we can communicate with plants, with trees, with nature in that sense, in the same way that we can if we allow ourselves communicate with animals?
Yeah, absolutely you can. It depends on, let me see. So if we look at it, like everything is energy. And every thought that we have, that is energy that we're creating and putting out there. And someone who is telepathic can sense that thought energy, and then they can translate it with their own brain or their own body, and they can get an accurate interpretation of the information in that. Well, everything is made up of energy, and everything communicates with energy. So just as, you know, animals, say mammals, experience the world in a lot of the same ways that we do. So they're able to, we can kind of relate to them on that way. We can believe that a dog has opinions about a person, you know, that they may particularly like, or a food that is their favorite thing. We might not want to impose those characteristics on, say, a plant. But we're starting to learn a lot more about plants. And my experience with plants, particularly very large, very old trees, is that they're happy to exchange information in that way. One of the stories that I'll tell you is the really big trees that are out here. My partner was out there, and she was sitting against this 1,000-year-old tree, and she just decided to ask the tree, what was it like 1,000 years ago? Because when you think of these life forms, that these are some of the oldest and largest life forms on the planet. You know, what haven't they experienced? What haven't they seen? You know, they're a tree. They're not going anywhere. They don't have eyes, but they still sense things. They still have this energetic presence. And what she found, her mind was filled with this scene of what the shoreline looked like, and the shoreline was very different. There's all this information that you can get from the trees if you just kind of think of what to ask them and what to open yourself up to. When I decide to sort of chat with a tree, I find that all the information that I get is quite visual, as opposed to you know, from a lot of animals where it might come through as sentences, or it might translate as you know, a little squeaky voice in my head, or however that goes. And just because Kat, my partner, is seeing the information as a visual, doesn't mean the tree has eyes. It just means the tree has awareness of what the environment was like. And Kat's own brain is translating that information into a visual in her mind. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And it's very cool because it's part of the way that we are all connected. We spend a lot of time thinking about how we are not the same, right? I am this, I am not this, I'm different. You know, we're in a time of political conventions now, which is all about we're in this group, we're not in this group, when really what connects us is that we all are energy, all of us. The tea that I'm drinking, the tree that you are sitting up against, the microphones that we're speaking, it's all energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you can tap into that source energy in so many different ways. You know, and I think it's important to do that, to learn how to do that, to take the time to just say hello to a tree as you walk by, and you find that you can develop a bit of a friendship with trees. You know, you feel the sense of acknowledgement, you know?
Yeah. And that sense of connecting with something, in this case, much, much older, and something that was here long before you were here in this incarnation, and something that will be here long after you leave this physical body.
Yeah, and it's funny because I find myself as I'm talking to you, I almost want to hold back a bit because it sounds kind of crazy, you know, talking to trees.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only in the context of our culture right now. There are all kinds of stories in our local First Nations tradition here in Tofino and the surrounding area. The elders have stories. It was part of their culture to talk to the trees. They would get all kinds of information from the trees about what sort of animals were nearby. Were the deer nearby? You know, where are the berries across? You know, is it worth going across the valley? Are the berries ready there? So this is a sort of a communication. It seems really weird in our intellectual culture that we have right now, but this is not a new concept. It's actually a really old concept that we're just discovering anew.
I think there's a lot of waking up going on, and one of the things that we're waking up to, I think, at least this is how I experience it, we're waking up to older knowledge, older ways of communicating, an older understanding of what it means to really be connected, what relationship really means. And as we wake up to that, I don't think that what you're talking about is wacky at all. I think you're talking about the kind of communication that it is essential that we have so that we understand who we really are and what our place is here on this planet at this time. So you'll have to try harder than that to sound wacky to me.
Yeah, well, you know, life is so much more complex than meets the eye. And once you start digging into this aspect of life and you start giving credit to information that you're gleaning intuitively from, you know, the plants and the wildlife around you, you know, your life, the richness, you start to realize the richness of life that you're surrounded with and all of these opportunities to get information from your environment and to learn and to really understand how we're all connected. And then you're thinking, if I can talk to a plant, well, I'm about to eat this plant. And what does my, you know, energetic relationship with this plant, how is this going to affect my body now? And you start you start walking down that road and it leads to so many things. It opens you up to a lot.
It leads to mind. It leads to mindfulness, doesn't it? I mean, it leads to really paying attention. And one of the things that we're being called to, I think, is a greater sense of responsibility for what we do and the consequences of what we do.
I think so, absolutely. I think that it leads to a really deep appreciation of all forms of life and the sacredness of life. And I think that's a place that we really need to go again.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. Now, if you would like to connect with animal communicator Kate Sitka, if you would like a reading, if you'd like her intuitive insight into your dog, your cat, your horse, your bunny, your tree, you can give us a call right here at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-8219. And Kate, I know we were talking about Tofino. We were talking about the natural beauty of that place. You are doing a retreat this coming spring, in the spring of 2013. Can you say a little bit about that?
Well, this is something that I've had in mind for quite a while. When I mentioned that I was living in Toronto for 10 years and having grown up in Northern Ontario, being surrounded by nature, living in the city was something that was really difficult for me at times. So this retreat is something really to offer for people who are, for women particularly, that are in a similar kind of situation, because it's very easy to become overworked, to feel overwhelmed, to be overstimulated, and it can be difficult to feel like you're walking on your path, like you're doing what you're supposed to be doing with your life when you feel like that. And so this retreat is designed to help you step back and really connect with that place inside your heart where you really know you're talking to you and you're really connected with what you want and how you see the world. So what the retreat is, what we're going to do is, you know, all you have to do is get to Nanaimo Airport on May 24th, and my partner and I will pick you up and we'll take care of everything else for the next 5 days. We're going to start off by seeing some super big trees that I was talking about. That is a great way to ground and to decompress, is just go lean against a really old tree. We're also going to go to Hot Springs Cove, which is just a magical place. It's a completely natural hot springs that is bubbling up on this, you know, ocean view cove, and There's just nothing so healing, so relaxing, just sitting in this natural hot spring.
And Kate, we're going to go to break, so I'm going to leave us sitting in the hot spring. We'll come back to the, don't worry, we'll come back to the retreat in just a minute. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll be right back. Sit in the hot spring now, and we'll be right back after this.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Do you feel that somehow there should be more to life? Would you like to navigate through life so that you can more easily find your way to greater joy, ease, and abundance? Join Transformation Talk Radio hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz on Saturday, September 15th in Seattle for Authenticity Rising, 5 fun steps to true empowerment. For more information about this one-day workshop, visit AuthenticityRising.com. That's AuthenticityRising.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Hello. I'm Mr. Red.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Red.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. go right to the source and ask Kate Sitka. She is an animal communicator. She's a psychic medium, and she's my guest today on Out of the Fog. You can connect with her. You can get her intuitive insight into your cat, your dog, your any animal. You can find us at 800-930-2819. That number is 800-930-2819. And Kate at tofinopsychic.wordpress.com. We can get details about this retreat that you're holding in May, and you had started to describe it. You'd picked us up at the airport. We saw some thousand-year-old trees, and now we've been sitting in a bubbling hot spring. What are we going to do next?
Wow. Well, we're going to begin and end each day with a very gentle on-the-body yoga on the beach. In the evenings, we're going to do some crystal meditation and body awareness meditation, because we need things to ease us into our day and ease us out of our day to give us energy for all of the wonderful adventures we're going to have during the day. The next wonderful adventure is a dugout canoe trip. We'll be taking a traditional dugout, cedar dugout canoe to one of the nearby islands, which has some of the oldest trees in the world on it. And we're going to go with our First Nations guide, who is going to share with us the history of the dugout canoe, as well as some of her cultural knowledge of the land, which is just, that's going to be an amazing trip. I'm getting so excited talking about this. While we're on the way to the hot springs and while we're tooling around in our dugout canoe, we're also going to find time to go and seek out all of the whales that are going to be swimming by. In springtime, all of the gray whales come back from Baja, and they come back hungry and with their new babies. Every time I go out in the spring, I always see gray whales. We may also see orca and black bears and humpback whales. The wildlife possibilities are so wide open as we're exploring the land out here. That's the wonderful, exciting adventure to just fill up your heart with joyful experiences and to bring women together who are looking to tap into that that part of themselves again.
Wonderful. So if you are interested in going on retreat with Kate Sitka in beautiful Western Canada, in British Columbia, you can get more details about that at tofinopsychic.wordpress.com. That's T-O-F-I-N-O psychic.wordpress.com. Now, through your work with animals, Kate, this gradually kind of moved you to spirit mediumship work with people as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really surprising how that happened. I decided that I wanted to start just giving readings to the community, that I was going to come out as a psychic, because I've lived in this small town for a few years, and I decided, okay, well, they know I'm not completely weird, so I better change their minds about that. So I started at one of the community centers here, just offering these readings on Saturday just to make the service available for locals. And what was so interesting was all of the people who were coming to me, they were coming not for animal readings, but because they had been experiencing their own paranormal, psychic things. And a lot of it was quite frightening for a lot of people. They didn't know what to do with it. They didn't know how to stop it. Some of them were scared, but some of them were just really curious and weren't sure how to progress. So it rolled really quickly into intuitive development classes. It was right around this time, too, that people were coming not to talk to their animals, but to talk to their loved ones on the other side. And so I figured, well, sure, let's give it a shot. And it was working. And I found that that talking to animals, it parlayed so easily into talking with loved ones on the other side. I guess it hadn't really occurred to me to even try until people started asking for it. So I just went with it, and the intuitive development course in the spring was fantastic. It was interesting because there was not a single person who could make it to all six classes, but every person who came to each class was in exactly the right class they needed to be in. So it's just really gratifying to be a part of that.
Do you believe that everyone has natural intuitive ability?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think that it's just a matter of kind of recognizing the information for what it is. And when we fill our lives up with TV and busy schedules, and you know, if we're filling our bodies, if we're eating food that maybe makes us feel uncomfortable or bloated, then we're creating all of this white noise, and it makes it difficult to hear the information that's coming in from outside yourself. So I think that becoming intuitive and becoming psychic and developing mediumship abilities, these are just all ways of being receptive to what is outside yourself. And absolutely, I believe everyone can do it.
You said that when you began offering, and in fact, I think the way that I found you, that I sort of discovered you, was that you were telling me about offering free readings, free classes for the people in your community because you felt it was so important to help them raise that vibration.
Yeah.
And you had said to me that a lot of the people then were there because they had had an experience that scared them or made them a little nervous. Have you ever been scared, ever been frightened by doing this work, run across anything that wasn't maybe like a nice, wise tree, but maybe with something a little scarier or darker?
Mm-hmm. Well, I got scared a lot of times when I was a kid. And this is why it's, you know, I was born talking to animals. I think I was also born talking to spirits, but a lot of it scared me. And by the time it was happening, I was around 7 or 8 years old, and that's around the time when you start teaching children the difference between what is real and what is imaginary. And it becomes really important for kids to tell the truth and to learn the difference. So I just believe that these were things that were in my imagination, or I was afraid that people would think I was making it up. There would be things that would happen if I was looking in the mirror and didn't have the light on in the bathroom. I would see people standing behind me, or I would see objects move. And that was, I remember that day when I saw a mirror move. It shifted from facing perpendicular to me, and it rotated all on its own so that it was facing me. And I knew that if I looked into that mirror, I would see somebody else there.
Wow.
And I got so angry, my little 8-year-old self, I said, "Don't you ever do that again." And they never did. And as an 8-year-old, I found that assertiveness is what you need to protect yourself, among other things. So from that age was when I really blocked out a lot of this stuff, and it wasn't until I was a teenager and saw that animal communicator on the talk show that I started to see the possibilities of opening up to this again. So fear absolutely kept me closed off for quite some time, but by the time I started opening up to it again, I'd been educating myself by reading every book I could get on the subject for years, and I was well equipped with the theory of how to protect yourself intuitively, how to ground, how to control your experience, and how to turn it off if it does get into that realm of being scary. And I think because I had that experience, that's why I feel it's so important to make this available for other people, because I think it's going to be something that pops up more and more. You know, parents are starting to notice their kids are a lot more sensitive, and they don't necessarily know how to handle that or what to do with it. You know, it's funny, I'm getting to be more known around the community. I was at the bank, and the bank teller said, "Are you Psychic Kate?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And she said, "Someone is sitting on my bed at night, and it scares me, and I don't know what to do." So I just invited her to the meditation that we do. And so that's the kind of thing that I want to make available, because you shouldn't have to be scared. You know, it's just a skill set that you need.
And so what can she do if somebody's sitting on her bed and it scares her? What should she do?
Well, there are a few options. You can, if it's a spirit, if it is someone that you want to go away, you can first ask them to go to the light. Say, you've passed on, you're dead. It's time to go to the light. If they're not going and you feel scared, you can always ask for help. We have so many guides and angels, people on the other side who can help us. The only time I ever had someone where I sort of felt I was harassed, I just asked my angels. I said, "Angels, come get this person and take them to heaven, please, right now." And they did. You know, so part of understanding psychic protection is also building this relationship with your guides and angels on the other side, so that when you do get scared, you know that you've got that backup.
This is wonderful stuff. You are listening to Out of the Fog, and my guest is animal communicator Kate Sitka. If you would like to connect with her on the air to get her intuitive take on you and your animal, you can find us at 800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the wackily chair. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Welcome back to
I am digging this music. It's hilarious.
I am too. This is fantastic. This is Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest today is Kate Sitka. She is an animal communicator and a psychic medium. You can find out more about Kate and her work at tofinopsychic.wordpress.com. That's tofinopsychic.wordpress.com. She is hosting a retreat in May. There are details about that on that page where you can go and experience the beautiful part of the world where she lives and get a deeper connection with yourself, get a deeper connection with nature, and have a wonderful retreat, a wonderful time of renewal. Kate, we were talking before the break, you were talking about how important it is to give people tools to deal with the spiritual things in their lives, tools to connect with their own guides. And I'm wondering how do you help people create that space to make that connection? How do you start that process?
Well, one thing that we do locally here, we have a small group that gets together for meditation once a week. And it's not a guided meditation. We get together and one woman makes this beautiful mandala out of crystals and feathers and all these, you know, pretty things that she finds. And we just sit quietly for half an hour together. And this helps create, it helps create space in our lives. If we didn't do any meditating in that week, at least we're doing it once a week. And it's like a placeholder. It's a place to start, to just remember, this is where my zero ground is. This is where I am when I'm at peace, and I'm touching this spot at least once a week.
And it also, because there's a group there, it kind of sets an expectation. You have a, there's a reason to go, right? You're kind of making a commitment. You're not just going, well, I could meditate, but I guess I'm going to watch a couple episodes of House Hunters and then maybe have a snack and then maybe I'll meditate after that.
Yeah, guilty. I totally do that. And I know that I should. I love what you've been doing on the show, talking about daily spiritual practice. And, you know, and it's, I think it's something that everyone, strives to, you know, spiritual people really strive to have a daily spiritual practice, but it is so tempting to just, you know, watch a Harry Potter movie or, you know, have a snack instead of meditating. Sometimes meditating by yourself can feel very challenging. So if you have just, a little informal group of friends and you create this space in your week, I found that to be incredibly helpful.
What are the benefits? What happens when you make that little, I think of it as like a little oasis of quiet, like a spotlight shining on a dark stage, that little circle of quiet. What are some of the benefits of having that in your life?
Well, when you meditate, when you take that time to think, to recognize what are the thoughts going through my mind and how does my body feel and do I have a pain there and why is that pain there? And you're just kind of taking an inventory of what's going on in your mind and your body. And once you've recognized where you are right now, now you're in a position where you can recognize when there's information coming from outside yourself. So it's the first step to developing your intuition and into becoming a more psychic person. It's essential to have that ground zero to know what did I feel like before I started doing this reading. You know, I had that pain in my hip. That's mine. But if you suddenly feel, you know, say a pain in your chest or, you know, a crick in your neck or something, you've taken that time to know that that's not your crick, that could be information that your body is translating for you. And then you can put that out there to whoever you're talking to. It's funny, this happens in our meditation group. Someone might come and they have a bit of a headache, and then after half an hour someone can say, you know, I've got a little bit of a headache, and it'll belong to someone in the group. So often after this meditation, too, we'll do little psychic exercises. You know, we'll each bring a little object and, you know, trade it, and then we'll try to see if we can get energy, see if we can get some information off of this object. And we astound each other with how easily it can come. It can really be simple. All you need to do is follow through with the very challenging task of creating that space.
Well, and one of the things, I teach an online intuitive development intensive where we create a group online, and we together read for each other in a group and learn tools, psychic protection and grounding and all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that I love about teaching that way is that you can get validation for what you receive mm-hmm. when you have the courage to speak it. And it sounds like that's what you're doing in the group. When I have the courage to say, gee, I didn't have a headache when I got here, now I've got a little bit of one, and I have the courage to say that, then someone else in the group can validate, oh, hey, that's mine, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, because it's a safe space, and everybody is in that same kind of a mindset, you know?
And I think it's when you start to believe in yourself, when you start to understand that you are receiving information, and you give yourself the courage to speak, to say that whatever you're receiving, even if it sounds silly or crazy or wacky or wrong, that after a while you begin to know that what you are saying actually has resonance, and you start to be able to tell the difference between your voice and really the voice of spirit, divine intuitive guidance.
Yep, exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay. Now, we've got a couple minutes before we go. I know that you have an interesting kind of family psychic legacy. Can I hear about that? Because this gift has been passed on in your family.
Yeah. Well, my great-grandmother on my father's side was quite a well-known psychic. She really developed her reputation during the Second World War, when people would go to her to find out where their son was, or where their loved one was, whether they were alive or dead, if they were alive, what kind of condition they were in, and if and when they would be coming home. She had just such an incredible accuracy. If I may tell a short story to illustrate, my father
sure,
just told me
a very
story
short story
yesterday. A woman came to ask about her husband, and my Oma said, he is alive, he is missing an arm and a leg, and he's knocking on your door right now, wondering why you're not home. And she left so upset, thinking that my Oma was being cruel to her, and when she got home, there was her husband, and he was missing an arm and a leg, and wondering why she wasn't home.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's really incredible accuracy, and I just love that there are stories like this in my family, because this shows what you can do when you develop it, and it really gives me something to continue to work for, to continue to develop, because I think that's important too. It doesn't matter how great a psychic you are, you're still learning. You're always going to be learning and always honing your skill.
Kate, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's a real pleasure to connect with you. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Karen.
That was Kate Sitka. She's an animal communicator and psychic medium. You can find out more about Kate and her work at tofinopsychic.wordpress.com. That's T-O-F-I-N-O psychic.wordpress.com. She's doing a wonderful retreat in May that I would draw your attention to. Now, that's all the time that we have for today on this show. If you will also roll over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything, don't forget to check out the Lightworkers Midwest Conference that's happening September 21st through 23rd in Chicago. You can go to lightworkersconference.com to get those details. This is going to be a high vibration, once in a lifetime event. I can hardly wait. You can probably tell I'm a little excited, and I hope to see you there. That's at lightworkersconference.com. And next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, we'll be talking about imagery, energy, and art with Beth Budesheim. You can get details about all my upcoming radio hijinks, and golly, there's a lot of them, and you can hear recordings of past episodes at fogcitypsychic.com. Just click on the Out of the Fog radio logo on the homepage. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit fogcitypsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to fogcitypsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.